Welcome to this episode of Ask Dorothy. Indeed, the Ask Dorothy series that we drop every Tuesday is largely inspired, influenced, and certainly geared towards client real-life stories. And so much of what I bring to the Ask Dorothy episodes are because of you. You allow me as a client to share parts of your life with the rest of the world, and I so appreciate that. Of course, all of the client real life stories are shared with the complete confidentiality. Names are changed. Some parts of your story may also be changed in order to maintain your complete privacy. Indeed, one of the most pressing items when I work with couples is to improve communication. And of course, this episode is dedicated to all of you who are in a love relationship and perhaps struggling with your ability to feel the love that you once felt, in part because your communication is suffering. Communication is the culmination of all things. We communicate as a simple and also blessed ways in which we may live in the entirety of our true nature. For all of the ways that we can share of our intimate portrayal of self, communication through spoken and written word, and through the miracles of our heart. Hello, this is Dorothy Zanori Juno. In addition to each of the Sunday episodes of the Wisdom Podcast, I'm so excited to share a second episode each week called Ask Dorothy. These episodes offer a candid look at what happens inside a therapy and life coaching session with me. In other Ask Dorothy episodes, I'll be hosting a Q&A answering your questions, and sometimes asking questions of you. It's an opportunity for us to dive a little deeper, to have heartfelt conversation, and share with you the real life stories of my clients. In each of the Ask Dorothy episodes, you will also hear my honest and truthful observations and the process for how we arrive in a place of harmony, relief, clarity, understanding, and the true change that happens in each and every session because of a client's willingness to grow, to evolve, to move beyond their comfort zone and into the revelation of what they learn, what they are capable of, and what they desire most for their life. My job is to always support a client's progress and to provide them with the right tools and best practices to ensure that each person reaches their goals, including to be all that they wish to become. Whether it's to answer the questions that matter most to you, or in sharing the love and wisdom of the inner workings of a session with me, I hope you'll enjoy the Ask Dorothy series as an opportunity to have the knowledge and insight of what we can do together. If you have a question that needs my love and guidance, please write to me. All right, so let's jump into this episode of Ask Dorothy. In kind actions, unspoken gestures, seeing the other as they are, in the fullest of their complete self, as whole and perfect. We communicate through the everlasting covenant of our heart in great measure, all for the certitude of the divine, all for the greatest measures of life itself, all for the welcomed self, eternal. Communication is an act of kindness and love. If you remember this, then it is going to change the way that you think and speak and listen to your partner and to all others. I will focus here on communication between romantic partners and couples as a facet of what nourishes the self and who you show up to be in your relationship. If you do not hold love and kindness in your words, your communication will falter. For love and presence and deep understanding, you must hold deep reverence for how you speak and the manner of which your intention lives. With couples in a session of therapy, we focus on building listening skills, of truly opening the heart in presence to actually hear and see and understand the other person. Because that is the true goal of communication. When you listen carefully, when you give your full attention to the other in the space of now, you allow for an exchange of true communication to be felt and received. In that space of holding attention and presence for the other person, you are simply being. There is no thinking about what you need to say or say next or interrupt with, because you are simply listening. With listening, you encourage trust. Trust in the allowing of one to feel wholly their self in your presence. And as this happens, continuously you build a relationship where someone can come to you with the utmost intimate parts of them. In vulnerability, in sharing of their truth, in being fully all of their self. In this deepening place of quiet, silent, attentive presence, you relax into the simple act of listening. You feel the energy of the words spoken. Sometimes the words will carry energy and emotion that may be difficult to hear, especially if it is about someone's trials and frustrations. And yet, your only job is to listen, to hold the space for another to open themselves to you. You don't have to carry the energy of the words with you. You can leave this energy in the metaphorical space of holding presence. Most importantly, to listen gives someone an opportunity to hear their own words, now heard, and to practice for their self the action of listening as they speak aloud. In our listening, we learn. We hold space for another to share. We can comment and ask questions if we choose. We can most certainly experience and feel compassion. We can receive information that is being given. Most importantly, we can hold the space to understand, to be a part of that moment of sharing, of love, of generosity, of friendship, of kindness, of respect. For when we listen with our heart open, this cannot be judgment, criticism, envy, blame. We are simply listening and receiving. Communication is most definitely an act of receiving. When we forget the value, the importance of this, we lose sight of what the purpose is. To communicate with love is to first be love. It is to offer one's self in the complete authority of what is possible. When you listen to another in a way that opens your heart, and even when another is angry, sad, hurt, blameful, confused, indifferent. And as you hold space for them to be as they are without needing to change anything in that moment, the other person feels heard. They feel understood through your acknowledgement of their words, their feelings, their story. Even if you have a different perspective, listening creates the balance. It is the harmony that helps another to think, to be, to reflect, to make their own best sound choices that permeate the expansiveness of their truth. For as long as you choose to be together, this relationship needs the sanctity of your love. Love through words, love through positive actions, love through kindness and grace, love through listening. You find new ways to connect through kind words and generous words, to affirm one's character, words to appreciate one's morals and values, words and actions to affirm love felt distinctly. And because all relationships are transient in this finite lifetime, you may also choose to walk towards someone new. There is never a mistake in choosing to move on in your life, along your life path. Some relationships will complete their cycle, and it will be necessary for you to find the resolve to embrace the ending. Even so, communicating with kindness and love for the person is an extraordinary act of grace. This will aid you both tremendously in moving forward, first into the relationship you both need to revisit with yourselves. The power of communicating with love is eternal. It does not end because the relationship has completed. Communication is first a lifelong practice. To hear someone completely is to open yourself to the space in which they live, in their mind and of their heart. And it is for you an intentional blessing, summoned with the power and privilege to honor the choice that you made to share your life with this person for a time, for indefinitely. For to live in the true miracle of love is to hold sacred in your heart the beauty of this person as they are. And even when the relationship has come to an ending point, to hear someone is to honor their capacity for being whole and authentic. This capacity may be different than your own, and yet no less important. To hear with love is to unfold the miracles of life that you receive through being in relationship together. Honor their goodness, for it is what you have once chosen. Be not afraid to choose again, this time, in synchronicity with who you currently are and what you need. We'll pick up here in part 2. Join me in another episode of Ask Dorothy as we examine the skill-building effects of communicating in a way that allows you to feel heard and understood. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dorothy Sonori Juno. Namaste. If you enjoyed this episode, if you enjoyed others that you've listened to, I invite you to join me as a patron of the podcast. with your support, with your love. It's one way to help support us to grow and to bring you more incredible content and video podcast episodes. And more than that, it allows you access to all of the amazing content we have right here. I do invite you to share out the episodes and to write in your feedback and to become a member of this community, become a patron member. I thank you so much in advance. And one final note, I'm so happy to share this with you. Juno is here. Juno is a sacred space to find wisdom, love, and healing, and for helping you to create more balance in your life, for finding the peace that lives within you, for experiencing greater self-love, for learning to embody happiness, and for awakening and living your authentic power. We are all seekers. If you are on a spiritual path or in search of one, explore the journey to your highest self within a safe and nourishing environment that supports you in manifesting your best life and living your greatness. Juno is an uplifting, conscious community and a loving, sacred home to wellness, healing, and living a conscious life through meditation, mindfulness, spirituality, self-care, self-discovery, and transformational tools, coaching, and therapy, all to help you live a happier, healthier, and love-filled life. Let Juno be a guide for your inspired wisdom and a loving and supportive community that has your back as you embark the journey you are already on of transformation and self-actualization. You can find the Juno app of wisdom, healing, and love in the Google Play Store and the App Stores. I will also leave a link here with a special coupon for you as a welcomed listener to the podcast, where you can purchase Juno at a special price. We've got you. See you on the inside and sending you great love. This is Dorothy Zanori Juno. Namaste. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes right here. And I'd love for you to subscribe to the podcast so you'll know when each new episode is released. Join me on this incredible journey into self-love, self-actualization, living your truth, and being remarkable as you live an incredible life. And if this episode resonated for you, I'd love for you to share it with someone you know would benefit from listening. I also invite you to join me at DorothyZanoriJuno.com, where you'll find the Wisdom Blog, the inspiration for this podcast, as well as my online courses, YouTube videos, and the Wisdom Archives. These are an extensive digital library of guided meditations, mindfulness musings, spiritual teachings, best therapeutic practices for nourishing your whole being, and to transform, to heal, and live your abundant potential. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom, and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and most of all, be love. Thank you. Sending you great love. This is Dorothy. Namaste.